Chapter 9. Lead your audience to the right place. Signposting. When you drive on the roads, you know where you are on those roads. Each road has a name or number. Each town has a name, and each house has a number. If you are at house number 100, you can go back to number 50 or forward to number 150. You can look at the signposts for directions. And you can look at your atlas for the structure of the roads in detail. In other words, it is easy to navigate the roads. You cannot get lost. But when you give a speech, how can your audience know where they are? How can they know the structure of your speech? How can they know what is coming next? They know because you tell them. Because you put up signposts for them at the beginning and all along the route. This technique is called signposting or signaling. During your introduction, you should tell your audience what the structure of your speech will be. You might say something like this. I'll start by describing the current position in Europe. Then I'll move on to some of the achievements we've made in Asia. After that, I'll consider the opportunities we see for further expansion in Africa. Lastly, I'll quickly recap before concluding with some recommendations. A member of the audience can now visualize your speech like this. Introduction. Welcome. Explanation of structure, now. Body. Europe. Asia. Africa. Conclusion. Summing up. Recommendations. He will keep this image in his head during the speech. He may even write it down. And throughout your speech, you will put up signposts telling him which point you have reached and where you are going now. When you finish Europe and want to start Asia, you might say, "That's all I have to say about Europe. Let's turn now to Asia." When you have finished Africa and want to sum up, you might say, "Well, we've looked at the three continents, Europe, Asia, and Africa. I'd like to sum up now." And when you finish summing up and want to give your recommendations, you might say, "What does all this mean for us? Well, firstly, I recommend..." Useful signposting sentences. The table below lists useful expressions that you can use to signpost the various parts of your speech. Introducing the subject. I'd like to start by... Let's begin by... First of all, I'll... Starting with... I'll begin by... I am going to talk today about... The purpose of my speech is to introduce our new range of... I think everybody in this room must have heard... Finishing one subject. Well, I've told you about... That's all I have to say about... We've looked at... So much for... and starting another. Now we'll move on to... Let me turn now to... Next... Turning to... I'd like now to discuss... Let's look now at... I think I have gone so far with that problem. Let's turn over to... Analyzing a point and giving recommendations. Where does that lead us? Let's consider this in more detail. What does this mean for? Translated into real terms. In conclusion, my recommendations are... I therefore suggest, propose, recommend the following strategy. Giving an example. For example, a good example of this is, as an illustration, to give you an example, to illustrate this point, dealing with questions. We'll be examining this point in more detail later on. I'd like to deal with this question later, if I may. I'll come back to this question later in my talk. Perhaps you'd like to raise this point at the end. I won't comment on this now. Now I'll try to answer any questions you may have. Can I answer any questions? Are there any questions? Do you have any questions? Summarizing and concluding. In conclusion, right, let's sum up, shall we? I'd like now to recap. Let's summarize briefly what we've looked at. Finally, let me remind you of some of the issues we've covered. If I can just sum up the main points. Ordering. Firstly, secondly, thirdly, lastly. First of all, then, next, after that, finally. To start with, later, to finish up.